You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome to Thursday, the month of July, winding down, but not without a lot of major stories. As you well know by now, Colorado on the verge of leaving the Pac-12, which they probably should have been in the first place, back to the Big 12 where it all began. But they've got Dion, and that's one of the many, many stories. Media days continue around the country, and Tony Petitti, the new commissioner of the Big Ten, in his State of the Union address, saying they'll be very proactive in advocating for CFP inclusion. How about doing it on the field, Tony? It had been proven time and time again it won't work by lobbying. Just ask Nick Saban. Story of the day comes from the Rockies. According to sources, Big 12 has voted unanimously to accept Colorado as a member. What is the Big 12 getting when the Buffs return after a long absence? Not very much. If you look at the Pac-12's success, it was never a good fit, but the biggest move that Colorado has made since joining the Big 12 was getting Deion Sanders in the offseason. Barrett Salee covering it all for us. Barrett, let's start there. It's hard to ignore the buffalo in the room. Your reaction, and what will it all mean, not only to the Big 12, but first to the league it is leaving behind, the Pac-12?
Well, I don't think anybody's surprised, Paul. I mean, when we kept hearing about the Pac-12's TV deal kind of being delayed and delayed and delayed, you know, it kind of made sense that at least one school, and probably more, kind of looked at George Kliavkoff like, dude, we got to know something. Otherwise, we're going to jump ship. And I think that's exactly what happened with Colorado. And I think for the Pac-12, you could have avoided this. You know, when UCLA and USC announced their decision last year, I think all of us kind of knew that there were discussions, or at least they tried to have discussions between the Pac-12 and the Big 12 to combine in some way, shape, or form. And it didn't happen. And the Pac-12, is to blame for that. And it takes a lot to look as bad as Larry Scott, the former Pac-12 commissioner. George Kliavkoff is almost there at this point, did a huge disservice, and now trying to hold together a conference that, I mean, is an absolute wreck. And I think for the Pac-12, you're presented with several really bad options in terms of what to do. Do you stay with nine? That doesn't make a ton of sense, especially since you have a 9-game schedule. Do you go get a Boise State or a San Diego State? Well, San Diego State has that price tag now. They're not going to want to pay that. And I don't know if they could pay that, because it would take a while for them to get that revenue back on the other side if they do join the Pac-12. I think SMU is a natural fit. I think that'll happen if the Pac-12 decides to disintegrate, or Pac-12 does disintegrate. But this all could have been avoided. It could have been more streamlined. There could have been more structure. And now you see that the alliance, so to speak, that existed, 2 years ago, whenever that was, really was between the Big Ten and everybody else. The Big Ten looked out for itself. And when that thing, when it got bigger, when it got bloated, the Big 12 and Pac-12 became natural enemies. And I think the Big 12 obviously became an aggressor. And that's something that Brett Yormark can take pride in, because I think his conference is actually really healthy right now.
Yeah, and as poorly as Kliavkoff has handled his situation, you mentioned Yormark. He came in really without a background in college sports. Kliavkoff has shown that he didn't have a background, but Yormark has made great moves so far, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. And I think, with these individuals that are coming in as commissioners, these new age guys, I think coming in without college commissioner experience, college athletics experience could be a good or bad thing. Obviously, for the Pac-12, it's a bad thing. But for Yormark, it's a good thing. There's no loyalty. right? He's not from this group of commissioners and administrators that have been around each other for so long. So there's no loyalty to anybody else. And for him to come in and put a stamp on the Big 12 and solidify it and stabilize it is, I think, it's a huge development, because back in, Paul, we're old enough to remember this last go around back in 2010, 2011, and 2012, we all thought the Big 12 was dead. I mean, it essentially almost was dead, with the Pac-12 potentially being the aggressor. But, you know, to Bowlesby's credit and now Brett Yormark's credit, you know, it became one of the power three. If you want to divide them up, you know, ACC might be struggling now with its contract, you know, not being up until 2036. And the Big 12 basically said, hey, we'll fill that void, have a short term TV contract, get some new teams and make itself a national conference. So, yeah, Brett Yormark deserves a ton of credit. And I think because he is an outsider and doesn't have the loyalty that maybe other commissioners have, and maybe, you know, George Kliavov didn't necessarily prepare for, has really allowed him to become an aggressor in this, and the Big 12 is better off for it.
Barron, you mentioned the ACC, and I mean, they're having media days right now, and you really wouldn't know it unless you're, you know, one of those millions of viewers to the ACC network. Where is this league other than under fire? The commissioner's linked to the hazing scandal, which I want to get to in a second, but what's the path forward for the ACC?
I think it's kind of just stuck. You know, it's not necessarily speeding down the highway. It's going about 10 miles an hour under the speed limit, but at least it's still going forward. And in this day and age, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But, you know, I think having their media days take place during the Big 10, now they had no choice. They didn't know all this Big 10 scandal stuff was going to happen. But it is kind of odd that we're just not even really talking about it, despite the fact that Clemson went today, and that Drake May, a potential Heisman Trophy candidate, and his North Carolina Tar Heels went today. I mean, there's a lot of interesting storylines in the ACC that sort of get overshadowed. And, you know, I think for that conference, it really is all about Clemson and Florida State. You know, we heard from Clemson today, and, you know, they're excited. Dabo's kind of teetering back on that little old Clemson narrative a little bit, but you know, it does hinge on Clemson getting back. And I think to an extent, it does hinge on Florida State being competitive, because there are a lot of people, myself included, that think Florida State's going to be a college football playoff contender. And, you know, we saw a little bit of that buzz, but even that flew under the radar. But it does take a program like Florida State, maybe competing with Clemson for that ACC title, to really put the ACC back in the national spotlight. And it's pretty far from that right now, but I think Clemson and Florida State are on the verge of maybe flipping that script, but we have to see it on the field first.
Let's shift to the Big Ten. The two dueling stories up there, Northwestern hazing and Jim Harbaugh. The hazing story first. Have we heard? I mean, I know we haven't heard the last of it, but where does it go from here?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where the floodgates have opened, right? Northwestern has its scandal, and now I think there are a lot of other programs kind of looking at themselves in the mirror, say, okay, what is appropriate, what's not appropriate right now? Because obviously what happened at Northwestern's not appropriate, but we do know that some level of hazing happens in a lot of different places. Some of it's, you know, really, you know, not necessarily important at all. Some of it might be big, but there are a lot of teams looking in the mirror right now. And I think for Northwestern in the Big Ten, it's a tough situation to have, because you're talking about a program that in terms of academics is huge, in terms of the money they put in. I mean, you've seen that football facility. It's like a palace up there in Evanston. So, you know, I think right now it's a horrible story to have before the season. It's obviously it's going to snowball, I think, from here. We've seen, what, 4 or 5 lawsuits already come. And I think there's probably going to be more. And I think it's caused a lot of programs, a lot of coaches, a lot of ADs to maybe pull up some corners of the rug that they were either willfully ignoring or just flat out had ignored over the last several years.
Bear, we haven't really talked about the SEC, but I would like to get some thoughts, because we're a week from media days, but the season is literally around the corner. Just your thoughts on the biggest stories going on there, and what are you keying in on as we get ready for practice to open here in a couple of days?
Well, I was actually really happy we actually got to talk about football. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, sometimes at media days you have these stories, these ancillary storylines that kind of take the talk away from football. But to me, you know, we actually got to talk a lot about football, which was cool. I think the Jimbo Fisher answer to the question on who's going to call plays, I mean, you couldn't have scripted a worse answer. I mean, it's very easy to answer that question as Bobby's calling plays and then stop talking. Don't say anything else. But the way he kind of left it open-ended is like the worst thing you could possibly do, because the reason Bobby's there is because the administration, the fans were frustrated with how Jimbo was actually operating the offense. So to leave that sort of out there, especially considering those two have such, say we say, strong personalities, that was surprising. I tell you what I was very, very interested in was South Carolina, because I was always under the impression that Marcus Satterfield was taken away from the offense after the Florida game, before the Tennessee game last year, and that's when the offense clicked. More or less every single member of the South Carolina contingent, I wouldn't even say passively aggressively mentioned that. I mean, it was flat out there. It was almost said, except one sentence left out. I think that should give South Carolina fans a lot of confidence, because not only does South Carolina recognize what the problem was last year, I think they know moving forward that Shane Beamer, because he's still relatively new at this, now knows how to address situations like last year, when it seemed like South Carolina just kept calling plays around its strengths, not necessarily to its strengths.
Finally, on the Georgia card, because it's just so easy, Barrett, to pick Georgia, and why not? I understand that, but but in terms of legitimate threats, I mean, how many are there, and who has the best chance?
I think it's LSU. You know, I think for LSU, you know, the ceiling might not be as high as Alabama, right? But I think the floor is a lot higher than Alabama. I think when you look at LSU, where's the question? You know, they got a Heisman caliber quarterback. They got an extremely experienced offensive line, veteran running back group, good wide receivers, the best player in college football and Harold Perkins at linebacker. And really the one kind of question mark was the secondary, but Brian Kelly addressed that in the transfer portal. So I think for LSU, it's the natural fit. I was surprised that LSU wasn't picked to win the SEC West at Media Days by the group. I picked LSU to win the SEC West on my ballot. I think they're a legitimate college football playoff contender. And to me, right now, they're the only threat, because I think we have to see what Alabama becomes like a month into the season before you make a true judgment on Alabama one way or the other, because there are so many questions. And, you know, let's be honest, quarterback position is the most important position on the field, and they don't have really any experience. You know, Tyler Buchner has 3 starts, and in one of those starts, he left with an injury, and he's the most experienced. So I think for Alabama, you kind of can't, not to dodge the question, but you can't really say if they're a threat or not until you actually see what the product is.
Well, they better hurry up. Barrett, thank you. Great to have Barrett Salee on from CBS. We head to the break. More of your phone calls around the corner. We have a lot of guests. We'll go up to Indianapolis and find out more about Harbaugh, what he had to say today, more on Colorado. We'll talk about Auburn's big commitment. We are coming back with much, much more. That's what the show looks like, and we are jammed. Oh, I forgot the ACC. Sorry about that, David Hale. We keep forgetting the ACC is going on right now.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and we're glad that you've decided to stay with us. We have a lot to do this afternoon. Let's grab some phone calls before the guests come back. We haven't had chance today to hear from you. We begin in Tulsa. Hello, Doug.
Now, Paul, let me get this straight. Yesterday, Jim from Tuscaloosa called the show, and he started off very mild, very meek. He seemed like he was in a good mood, and I thought, okay, you know, maybe he's trying to, you know, warm his way back in the show, and we can all get past this ordeal, you know, that we've all lost sleep over. I know I have. And then you ask him, Paul, and this is really your fault. You ask him, how was your day? How are you doing? You asked him how he was doing. And I thought you had a good vocal inflection in that. How are you doing? And then he proceeds to lose his mind.
Yeah, I don't know how long it was, but he ultimately called me an a-hole, and we had to delete it because we are a family show, of course. It was really one of the more unprovoked outbursts I've ever heard from him, but I think it just shows his mental instability.
Well, I was going to say that the poor guy needs to be back on his medications. Or maybe maybe now this alien news is out, he's more nervous than ever. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I fell for it, too. I thought he was Happy Jim.
I thought so, too.
So I was trying, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I was trying to keep it on a high level. I didn't want to go morose. I didn't want to go maudlin. I was like, it was like Barbie and Ken. You know, hey, Jim, how are you? And then
he lost. That's all you did.
He went rogue on me.
He did. It was something else. Now, the thing I want to talk about real quick is this Pac-12 business or Big 12 business with Colorado. The business with Colorado, and you know, Colorado doesn't bring a lot to the table, but it does bring Deion Sanders. So I think that alone.
Yeah, as long as Deion is working in Colorado, it's a good move. But if he leaves, it becomes pretty average.
Yes. But that being said, I got to laugh at this. I got to say this because I can't say this on their show because they don't allow calls. But there's a couple of radio guys here in Tulsa that have been trashing Brett Urimark.
Right.
For I don't even know why. Like, he's been here a year, and they're saying he's arrogant, cocky, he hasn't done anything. And so I'm like, well, you know, you guys have some major egg on your face now. Because they literally did this 2 days ago. And I'm like, this guy...
Brett Urimark, I don't know him, but he's a New Yorker. He's from the entertainment business. I'm sure he's a fast talker.
He's a mover and a shaker.
And again, I don't know these two. I don't know who these guys are in Tulsa, but I don't like them for this reason. Any talk show that won't take calls is not one that I respect.
Will not take calls.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if you're a national show, and that's not, you know, national shows. Taking calls creates a bigger problem because you just, but anything, and I realize we're heard nationally, but this, I don't consider this one of the national shows like other shows. But if you're a local show in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you don't take calls, you are doing a disservice to your listenership. AC is in Bangladesh.
Mr. Feinbaum, how are you feeling, sir? Thank you so much for
doing
my call.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Can you ask me how I'm doing today?
How are you doing?
I'm good. See, I'm not going to do whatever happened last night to the other guy. I'm a nice guy, man. I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Feinbaum. Just like you, I'm blessed. But, Mr. Feinbaum, I don't know if anyone ever asked you, how come you don't have hair anymore, like on the top?
How come I don't have hair?
Yeah, how come you don't have hair anymore? You're bald. You're pretty much bald, sir.
Well, that's hardly a revelation there, AC.
Yeah. I mean, due to age, genetics?
Well, no. Age has nothing to do with it. I was like this 25 years ago.
No, okay. All right.
I think it's either one of two things, and it may be one and the same. I think it's either hereditary or male pattern baldness, but I'll defer to someone more knowledgeable than me.
Yes, sir. You know, I asked you a month ago, I want some competition. Did you think about anything?
I can't say I have.
You should, because next week I'm going to give you an idea. Trust me, your audience, they're going to love it. Because, again, you work for a $1 million company. I mean, we can win some money, too. I'm just giving you some hints, but I will specify next week. But, Mr. Feinbaum, you know I love you. You know I did not forget. Next week, as a free agent, I'm going to take your toucher and rich for you once again. I love you, homie. Holla.
Matt is up next. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Paul. My first time caller. Hey, I want to say something about Legend and Iron Man.
Yeah, sure.
Legend thinks that Bama kind of hungry. Well, let me tell us Auburn fans.
Yeah, Matt, for some reason we were losing your call. We'll try to get you back in a minute. Woo Pig is up next. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. How's it going today?
Hey there.
Hey, I was going to help Andre out about the re-airing the shows on SiriusXM. If people download Apple Podcasts, then he can listen to all the shows. I listen to every show, but I'm always a day behind. But I was just going to help
you
out.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I didn't think it was a big deal, but I mean, I knew what it was on TV. I didn't know how, but yeah, that makes sense. It's very easy to listen to anything now. And there are a million different units you can go to download a radio program.
Oh, yeah. I mean, down here in South Arkansas, we don't really have good cell service, and I'm never home when the show airs. So, like I said, I listen to every show, just always a day behind, just download them. And I, you know, most time in a tractor all day, every day, so I just listen to the shows every day.
Well, I appreciate that. You take care of yourself. We're up against a break. We started with Barrett Salee. We have Thamel next up, next hour from Indianapolis. We'll talk about the ACC. They held their meetings as well. And we'll talk about Auburn. Big commitment over the past day or two that has ignited the Auburn family. We're coming right back.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash
shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Early in on a Thursday afternoon, Squirrel is calling next. Good afternoon, Squirrel.
Well, I just felt like I needed to call in. I'm on my way down to the coast to go floundering tonight. Not the fish floundering, not floundering as the show has done for the past 15 minutes. That was
very
one
true.
Of the more brutal segments in show history right there. But Larry ghosted me. Larry was supposed to be on this fishing trip. And, you know, I don't know, he mentioned something to you a month or so ago about it, I think.
Well, and, Squirrel, come on. You should have called me. I mean, Larry's lucky if he can get from his bar to his lounge chair in the den.
You'll like the deal that I made with him. I said, look, Larry, I'll take care of it. And I said, you can bring your son down or a guest, you know, because I didn't want the guy to have to drive down by himself and all that. It's only a four-hour trip, but that's a pretty good way. But I said, look, you can bring your son or a guest, whatever. I'll take care of lodging. I'll take care of the boat expenses, fuel, ice, bait, any of that. The only thing you need to be responsible for is your drinks, because I didn't want to get into no 32 Bud Lights a day tab. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, that could be expensive.
I was worried about that with this heat being what it is, and I'm not joking. I was literally worried for his health because it gets brutal, you know, out there on the water a little bit. And but no, he ghosted me. He was supposed to, I said, can you go this week? I gave him this week, all day next week. And I haven't heard from him. That was a couple of weeks ago. I haven't heard. I haven't heard from him since. But it's good to hear him calling in. He sounds healthy and everything. But no, man, I just, like I said, I would appreciate it if the 2 o'clock lot lizards would just pick it up a little bit. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much. By the way, there is some other news out today. It's been 2 weeks since the show cause was hammered down on Jeremy Pruitt, and it came out today that he has a job. Jeremy Pruitt has landed a big job. The former Tennessee head coach, who now has a six-year show cause that precludes him from going to any other college without them suffering a serious penalty, has been named as a phys ed teacher and assistant coach at Plainview High School in his hometown of Rainesville, Alabama. He will also coach junior high basketball. The principal, Chris Clark, told AL.com that his hiring was approved by the DeKalb County Board of Education this morning. According to Clark, he's a hometown hero. His kids have gone to school there. He's a great teacher. He's a great coach. He was the most qualified person for the job, and we are lucky to have him. Larry is up next.
Hey, man, I want to go fishing with Squirrel. Can't get out of the bar. What are you talking about, man? You've been criticizing my polishing. I'm going to set man, I draw a line right there, Jack. I'm the only polish in Leeds, Alabama, ever caught a contract killer, a hit man. What you talking about? I'm the only, I've saved a child from a hostage situation. I've been a good policeman, and you taking one minute trash me,
cause
it's on.
Larry, I wasn't talking about what you used to do. I'm talking about what you can do.
Oh, okay. Well, that might be all
right. I mean, Larry, what I would call a pillar of health. Okay.
Oh, I know, but I think you're the best thing since peanut butter and jelly, man.
Well, thank you.
I swear to God, I do. Yes, sir. Sometimes you little peanut butter, and sometimes.
See, I don't know if I would trust you on a fishing trip right now.
Oh man, I bet I outfished Squirrel. I bet I smoked his ass. He ain't seen no. Hey, and just like the man said, you know, when we went fishing and Jim come walking across the water to save you, he would. He just got a little problems right now, man. What's wrong with that boy? He needs to go with me one night and just hit the bar, drink some Bud Light, dance a little, or not Bud Light, Coors Light, and dance a little.
Hey, Larry, hold on a second. Are you done with Bud Light?
Yeah, I got to, man. My friend's been on my ass. They've been on my ass. You know, I mean, that guy in Vietnam, Donnie, he quit. He went to Coors Light. He beat cancer. And thank all y'all out there for playing.
Larry, that's your beer.
I can't help it, man. I can't. Mulvaney done it to me, man. I can't look at that.
We don't need to pour any more gasoline on that.
I'm not down. Look, the boy's got his life. Let him live it. I ain't saying nothing bad about the boy. Let him do what he wants to do. I just ain't into that cup of tea. So, no, man, I'm going to get down there and I'm going to send pictures of all he's going to be doing, Squirrel, is dipping my damn fish. Get the net, boy. Get the net. Yes, sir, Mr. Wallace. Whoop, whoop.
Dan is up next in Indiana. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Paul. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I'll just say this.
Thank you.
I'll go fishing with Larry and Squirrel. I'll be the guy taking the videos and keeping those two from killing each other. But I'm in the heart of Big Ten country. I'm a Notre Dame fan. I follow your show all the time. I heard the comments you guys just were talking about national shows. You guys, your show is the top national show out there. Please don't sell yourself short, and thank you for all you do, and I appreciate it, Paul.
Thank you very much. You be well. You take care of yourself. Expired is up next in Texas. Hello, Expired.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great.
You think that Brainsville, Alabama, has a McDonald's in town?
I haven't been there in a while, but I would assume it does. Yeah. So you're not suggesting that Jeremy Pruitt's going to woo some eighth graders with a free Big Mac, are you?
Well, you know, I don't know about the rules in Alabama, but recruiting is illegal in Texas at public schools. But you know, could be a few guys wandering into that school in a couple of years that maybe from some rival towns. But anyways, the real reason why I called, other than I'd really like to go flounder gigging with Squirrel, is this Barrett Salee you had on earlier. And I'm getting older, Paul, and I've shot a few guns in my life, and my hearing's not very good. But did he say Harold Perkins was the best football player in college football, or did I mishear that?
Something along those lines, yes.
Did he say Harold Perkins is the best college football player? Okay, the same guy that had two tackles last year in the last game of the season? I hate the Pac 15 minus 9 or whatever it is now, but Caleb Williams is a pretty good football player. Bo Nix is a pretty good football player. I hate the University of Texas, but that left tackle, that bank, is a really good football player. He stifled Will Anderson last year. Evan Stewart at A&M is going to be a first-round draft choice. What about Marvin Harrison Jr.? And he says Harold Perkins? I mean, I don't know much, Paul. I know this. I wonder sometimes where you find these clowns. I really do. Carney man, go back.
I can assure you, we don't look that hard.
Sorry, you just made me lose it.
Hey, thanks for the call. We're heading to a break. More to come. We've started with Barrett Salee, who is being dissed by Expired. Pete Thamel coming up shortly, and your phone calls.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. As we continue, Rick is up next in Houston. Hello, Rick.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, Paul. How many calls do you think you take a day?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we're, you know, what do you think? What do you think, guys? I've seen numbers. I mean, it's pretty good amount of calls.
Paul, what percentage of calls do you think that you would take a day that you could ask somebody how they're doing and you get the response that you got from Jim?
Well, I would say of all the callers that we have or have had, there's only one person.
Paul, I've come to the conclusion that the mad, angry, psycho Jim is a normal Jim. The nice Jim, that's an anomaly. It's
yeah, but Rick, not to go too psychobabble here, but that's part of his personality, though. It's the antithesis of the dark side. There's always a bright side for someone like that. That's why they're so unstable.
I think the bright side for him is making everybody else miserable. It's got to be a miserable way to live a life, because I can't imagine how.
Yeah, Rick, there's a very textbook psychological phrase for it, and I'd rather not pin it to him, but he's a classic, and you can fill in the blank.
Yeah. You know, Paul, what I was going to say was, I can't imagine how you could sustain a relationship with one, any kind, I mean, a job, a marriage, anything.
But Rick, there's no, we don't have any evidence that any of those things exist, so.
Yeah.
I mean, all we know about this individual, what's that? Oh, all we know about this individual is that he calls us. He is in many, many ways mysterious. And, I mean, I've always liked him calling the show, but.
Why don't you let me say something?
Go ahead.
To you and this fool Rick, this idiot Rick, I'll tell you why I do that, Rick. Because Feinbaum has trashed the hell out of me. He called me his best caller years ago. Now I'm trashed by him constantly. You think there's anything weird or wrong about me coming back at him with the same kind of crap? That's what I'm doing, Rick.
Jim, that's your claim to fame. The only one you've got.
Say what, Rick? Say what?
You heard me?
I didn't hear you, Rick. It's hard to hear you on his
phone. Block me on Twitter. I don't give a crap.
You trashed me a couple of months ago. I heard every word you said, Rick. You're another rotten guy. You're rotten as hell, Rick, and I'm not rotten. I just get angry at punks like you. You're a punk. You're a punk. Who
gives a crap, Jim?
You are a sideline punk. You come at me.
Go into your basement, wherever you
I don't have a basement. There you go.
It's
okay for you to say crap like that. You're a liar, you're a scumbag, and that's what Feinbaum's show represents. And he is the same thing.
He's the same thing, Rick. No one cares.
Rick, he's the same thing, such as you. You just enjoy, you want to call me a mill guy, mill patient? You think that's cool? You think that's good? Is it okay? You're a hypocrite, Rick. You're a stinking, rotten, low-down hypocrite. So is Dustin and the other guy from Tulsa. all you freaking fools.
Okay, everybody up on the show is a hypocrite except you, Jim.
Yeah, because the ones that trash me are, because I'm like Trump. You trash me, I'll come back double on you. And there's nothing wrong with that, Rick.
Like Trump. You're full of psychopaths.
I'm not a psychopath, Rick. I'm a very smart guy, but I have a lot of anger against people like you. That's what's wrong with this country, is scumbags like you, hypocrites like you, two-faced, double-standard bastards like you. That's what you are. Low-life bastard. Is that okay, Paul, to say the word I said before?
I have no objection to that word. I think it's pretty descriptive.
Well, I know you. I said it to you 10 years ago, and that's what this guy is. I don't call Feinbaum a bastard. He just likes to play games with me and cause people to come against me. That's what's going on. You know that. Anybody with a brain knows what's going on, Rick. I've got good friends that say, why do you even call the show? I'm addicted to the show, I guess, but I don't like punks like Rick. I mean, I can handle Feinbaum. He is he what he is. He does what he does. But you, Rick, are a damn scumbag. You really are.
That's the best thing you've said about me in a long time, buddy.
Well, no, you're not even on my mind, Rick. You're not on my mind, Rick. I don't let anybody like you be on my mind.
I'm coming from you.
Oh, well, you have nothing honored about you. There's nothing honorary about you, Rick. You're just a trash mouth prick. Prick Rick is all you are.
Dude, you don't know nothing about me. There's no way you could.
Rick,
you don't know anything.
This is what I don't like to do. I like to come in and tell people what they are, but I'm not going to try to converse with you because you're a damn idiot. You're a loose life. Loose-lipped idiot. That's all you are. You're nothing. If you were something, you wouldn't be calling the Feinbaum show.
Loose-lipped idiot.
Go to hell, Rick. I really mean that.
Well, I guess you're one too, buddy.
Okay, we're out of time. I wish we had more. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.